Julian, you live in the south of England, and my understanding is the whole south of England is a thin crust of dirt sitting on a lot of chalk.
Yeah, there was a shallow inland sea that the sediment of primitive organisms was laid down, and this was formed into a big layer about 1,000 feet thick. And then over the millennia, it's been eroded into the South Downs along the south coast and then the North Downs just south of London.
So if you dig, how many feet below your front yard until you get to chalk?
Probably about 6 feet.
6 feet down. And then you get to 1,000 feet of chalk?
No, it's no longer 1,000 feet. The highest point now is about 530.
So a lot of chalk below you.
All right. Yeah.
And Roy, what does that mean for sightseeing when we remember that there's chalk all over the
Well, I think it's those gentle hills that we always associate with England. It's not rough, ragged rock like you find in the Lake District.
Gradual
undulating hills.
And you got white cliffs. Mm. When you think white cliffs of Dover, you're talking chalk.
But you find those white cliffs right along the south coast.
Yeah.
You know, past Beachy Head, past
Beachy
the Isle
Head
of Wight.
That's one of my favorite cliffs anywhere is Beachy Head.
And right into Dorset.
And then if you were a medieval guy and you wanted to make something really striking on your hillside, you could just dig out the topsoil and expose the chalk.
And that's what they did in all sorts of different earthworks, either as burial mounds or other constructions.
So when you see a big like outline of a stick figure or a running horse or something like that on the hill, it could be a modern folly or it could go way, way back.
Mm. It's so easy just to cut down through that thin covering of soil, reveal the chalk underneath, either as a figure or as some sort of other construction. And it obviously was meant to be seen.
So when we're driving around South England, what do we look for?
Well, you'll see them because they're always built in obvious places. Little rounded burial mounds, which we call barrow mounds, or you'll see figures like the Cernabbas Giant or the Offington White Horse. There's not as many as there used to be because so many, sadly, were destroyed during the Victorian period. But there are still many of them there.
And some of them are actually authentic ancient sites.
Oh, yes.
How far back do they go?
Well, the Offington White Horse, which you find in the sort of Berkshire, Wiltshire Hills, is probably about 2,000 years old, maybe a little bit older.
2,000 years ago, and it survives to this day.
Yeah.